Mental inebriates. When an appetite for exciting, sensational stories is cultivated, the moral taste becomes perverted, and the mind is unsatisfied unless constantly fed upon this trashy, unwholesome food. I have seen young ladies, professed followers of Christ, who were really unhappy unless they had on hand some new novel or story paper. The mind craves stimulation as the drunkard craves intoxicating drink. These youth manifested no spirit of devotion, no heavenly light was shed upon their associates to lead them to the fount of knowledge. They had no deep, religious experience. If this class of reading had not been constantly before them, there might have been some hope of their reforming, but they craved it, and would have it. I am pained to see young men and women thus ruining their usefulness in this life, and failing to obtain an experience that will prepare them for an eternal life in heavenly society. We can find no more fit name for them than mental inebriates. Intemperate habits of reading exert a pernicious influence upon the brain as surely as does intemperance in eating and drinking.